think I'm gonna die of starvation.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Mario movie came out.
Like, the greatest thing that's ever happened.
So, I mean, we said we were going to talk about it years ago. I mean, probably like a year and a half ago. Because it was.
I mean, it was when the cast was first announced back in like 2020 or 2021.
Yeah, I think it was 2021. It was supposed to come out, if y'all remember, Christmas time last year. But it did not. It ended up coming out this past week.
You can't rush art, you know what they say?
And obviously when everyone saw the cast, when the cast list dropped, we all thought, I mean, this could only lead to disaster, right? I mean, we all thought this was the head, no chance of being a coherent movie in any way, shape, or form. Fast forward, here we are. And now we have to do a episode on one of the movies of all time.
It certainly happened. It definitely happened. That's an irrefutable fact.
It is. I guess we could just get the like official. Like, it is the most painstakingly mid movie I think that has come out.
It's less than mid, I think.
It's like, yeah, but it's like, I think it's honest to God, its biggest problem. It's way too good for its own good. Because this needed to be, like, to be entertained, at least for me. My official stance on this movie is that if it was worse, it would have been way better.
Well, I don't think so. I'll get into what I thought the movie did wrong, but I think the movie suffers the most from being very corporate.
It was, and that, I mean, it didn't surprise me. Here's the problem, though. When you do anything like this with Nintendo, and this had a lot of Nintendo fingerprints on it, in good ways and bad ways, I feel like you could definitely feel the Nintendo influence in this movie 100%. Like, it didn't feel like... Because here's the thing, look at like, compare this to, like, Minions and Despicable Me. That shit is off the walls fucking batshit crazy. Illumination is not afraid to make some dog shit for no reason. Like, they...
Despicable Me 1 is not a bad movie.
It's not, but, like, literally every other act against God Illumination has made, they are not afraid to just do whatever the fuck they want. But no, man, they sat down to Nintendo. This was not an Illumination movie. This was a Nintendo movie.
Yeah, that's fair. It really didn't have any, like, Illumination fingerprints on it.
There was nothing about this movie that had anything to do with Illumination except that they animated it and, like, released it. That is the only... And I think part of the reason why we thought it was going to be a grade A disaster was because it was through Illumination.
Yeah. Studio that's never made anything worth the fuck, like, ever.
And, yeah, it was not an Illumination. This was a Nintendo movie through and through. And I think a lot of that, like I said, there's good and bad aspects to that. Like, because I will say, I give them a lot of credit. They obviously take a lot of liberties with Mario's movement because of the kind of movie it is. But a lot of the rules are there. Like, I was impressed with how kind of strictly technical it was for Mario. Like, because they could have just, you know, whatever a lot of things and, like, just make things work how they wanted them to for the movie. But they kind of stuck true to the games. And I kind of respect it. Kind of holds the movie back in some places. But I overall respect that.
I mean, honestly, animation-wise,
it's good. I mean, don't get me wrong.
The animation's probably the best part.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good.
But it should... It shouldn't. That should never be the case.
Yeah.
If your studio is as big as Illumination is, the best part of your movie can't be the animation itself. You know, we don't walk out of Pixar movies thinking, yeah, the animation was the best part of the movie. I think there's a few Pixar films you can say that about. But
yeah, Illumination.
Honestly, I don't even think there is.
Not maybe off the top of my head. I will drive down there, and I will do things.
Fight me. Let's go. Yeah. Fight me. I don't give a fuck. I'll die defending. The
Up in animation and Up is not even like that great. I mean, it's good. It looks good. Okay.
But the animation is the best part of the movie. But it's like, you know, I use this analogy with like everything that is kind of overplayed by now. But it's like when you ground out and your coach says you made good contact. You know,
yeah, it's give a fuck. I mean, yeah,
I made an out. You know, like
yeah, you were thrown out first, man. Exactly. So. I want to go through.
But in that same vein, though, we did say that. I mean, the entire world said, you know, 2 years ago or whatever, when they announced the movie, that like so much. If they said like we're making a Mario movie, everybody would have gotten excited. But they said we're making a Mario movie, and here's the cast we chose, and because of the cast, everybody was like, "What the fuck?" I think the cast actually did a good job, except for Chris Pratt. I think everybody did a good job.
So. I was going to go over that next. I wanted to do, we've never really done this, but like, I wanted to go through everybody give like a 1 through 10 scale.
Sure.
On their performance, like the big actors, not like, you know. I don't care.
Yeah, not like fucking Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah, I have no interest in rating Sebastian Maniscalco's performance in this movie. Did you see the ad for the next movie in the summer? Why is he in everything now? What the like? Where did he come from? I mean, I know he's a comedian.
I mean, he's great. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, he ain't a bad comedian. I like him as a comedian, but like we could chill on putting him in movies.
I mean,
a little bit.
He's funny. The problem is he's one of those comedians that like his whole thing is just a shtick, and his shtick is being Italian.
He's just fucking Italian.
That's not a bad thing, so especially in this movie.
And this movie didn't even matter. He didn't even play Italian. He played fucking Spike.
Yeah, I don't think Spike was Italian.
No, he was. Well, he might have been. I don't know. He's just another plumber, dude.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I guess we'll start with Chris Pratt. So Chris Pratt, honestly, I think because my expectations were so low for his performance, I think it's probably boosted up my rating for him a little bit.
That's a good
point. I'm going to give, I hate to use like a Fantano, but like, I feel like a light 7 for Chris here.
Because, I was thinking a 6.
Cause like he had some, like sometimes there are some scenes where it's just like, yeah, that is Chris Pratt, and that needed to be fixed. That should not have been in the movie. But most, I feel like majority movie, the voice was from Mario was okay.
It was fine, yeah. I mean, I don't think there was ever a moment where... Actually, there were a couple moments that I was like, what are we doing here? Something I mentioned when I first saw the movie was that honestly, sometimes it wasn't the voice acting that was bad. It was the lines that were bad.
Yeah, sometimes.
But sometimes you have to know what lines you're giving your voice actors. They should never have let Chris Pratt say, like, let's go, you know? Because Chris Pratt can't do that. So that's not his fault. I mean, I guess it's kind of his fault for not being talented enough. But he's a talented dude. I mean, I'm not going to shit on Chris Pratt. I like Chris Pratt. Just not as this. I mean, I think he was fine for the most part. It was not nearly as bad as everybody thought.
I do have the question though, because like, if the whole movie was going to be animated, why not just have the fucking voice actor for Mario just do the movie?
It's a good point. I think the thing is that there's no Mario games with like dialogue. So those guys,
yeah,
like that
I
guy,
it's a inherent problem.
He voices Mario, Luigi, and one other character. I'm not sure which, but the guy who voices Mario and Luigi, like, it's like 4 or 5 voice lines per game, you know? Like, okay, when you select them, and then when they die, and when they win, it's like they record like 10 lines, you know? So you can't ask them to make a 90-minute film. But you're right, it's the same problem that, like, Space Jam had, right? Like, in Space Jam 2, they have, like, what, doesn't, like, Zendaya play Lola Bunny?
I don't know.
That should not be a, that shouldn't be a thing, you know? You should get Lola Bunny's voice actress to play. Like, if, when they made the Phineas and Ferb movie, they didn't cast, you know, some A-list actor as Phineas and Ferb and Candace and everything like that. They got the same people who played Phineas and Ferb. So I think it's just one of those situations where that can't really happen. Although I think it could have worked. I would like to see those guys get their flowers at the very least, you know. Fire flowers, if you will.
So 6 for you, 7 for me for Chris. Anya Taylor-Joy.
15. 16, 17, 18, 19.
Honestly, that it was. I'm gonna be real. I did not like the performance. I get that she didn't have to do much work to fit into a Peach role, but it was literally just her talking into the microphone.
Nobody has to do work to be Princess Peach,
dude. I'm feeling. I'm gonna give it a 6. I was not moved by Anya Taylor-Joy's performance there.
I'm gonna give it 100.
Charlie Day, again, I'm feeling a 6. It could have been worse. I had pretty low expectations.
You think Chris Pratt was better than Charlie Day?
I don't think they were much different.
I think Charlie Day was better.
You know,
I care more about Luigi than I care about Mario in this movie.
They could have done more of the Luigi's Mansion shit.
They should have leaned into that. Here, also, I have a question, just while we're on the topic of Luigi. He gets captured by Shy Guys, right?
Yes.
But why are they working for Bowser?
I don't know. I guess all the bad, like, enemies work for Bowser in this.
But Shy Guy's not a bad guy. He's just there.
I guess he's portrayed here.
I mean, in Super Mario Bros. 2, I guess the Shy Guys are enemies.
Actually, in Super Mario Bros. 2.
The Shy Guys are enemies, I guess, but like...
Well, aren't they always... Well, I guess not in every game they're enemies, huh?
I just don't buy... I mean, they had like the Shy Guy and the fucking...
But like who's gonna...
Like, buy that as like... I'm just like, I love Shy Guys. Shy Guy's one of my favorite characters in all of Mario. So I'm just like, I can't buy them as villains.
Because, like, well, the problem there is, like, if the Shy Guys aren't bad guys capturing the Luigi, they're not in the movie. So I guess your option is Shy Guy. Honestly, for real, if we're being dead ass right now, I cannot believe there's no Daisy in this.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking, but, I mean, they're obviously saving characters for sequels, but.
Right.
I mean, this is a Mario movie with no Daisy, no Wario, no Waluigi, no Yoshi, you know?
The two most egregious non-characters, I think, are Daisy and Yoshi. No reason why Yoshi should not have been in this movie.
Also, if I might add, Funky Kong. You can't go to, like, the land of the Kong and not have Funky Kong.
They played DK's theme song. Yeah.
They played DK Rap.
Which, honestly, is... very heavily factors into my rating for this movie. It probably added a whole star back.
Yeah, having DK rap is worth at least half a star.
No, it's worth a full star, but minus half star because Funky Kong's not in the fucking movie.
They have Cranky Kong, but not Funky Kong. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
can't really that's crazy.
And, like, Diddy Kong is there, but as, like, a cameo. Like, nobody really
Yeah, Diddy Kong, I don't know if Diddy Kong even had a fucking line. Which I think is also pretty bad, but whatever, right? I can bump Charlie Day to a 7.
I would give Charlie Day a 7. I liked him.
Jack Black as Bowser, I think, was the best performance by a pretty wide margin. I'm going to give him a very strong 8. Very, honestly, very glad Nintendo let him do the Peaches song.
Because that has to have been his idea.
It definitely... That scene screamed Jack Black. You fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I've seen School of Rock.
Although my parlay did miss because I was sure there would be... I had over 0.5 weed jokes, and it did not happen, unfortunately. I did have under 1.5. It's on, like, Donkey Kong's, and there was only one, which, I mean, that was a guarantee.
They wouldn't do it twice.
That's what I thought, too.
To be fair, they had, like, 4 Mamma Mias. So.
Yeah, but, like, you knew there was going to be a lot of Mamma Mia. It would have been really funny if... And honestly, it wouldn't have been bad. They honestly probably should have done this. It would have been really good if, for, like, the Mamma Mia or the Wahoos and the... All that shit, they had Charles Martinet do it, but the lines were just Chris Pratt.
That would be...
It would have made the movie better, if you really think about it.
It really would.
Let's see. But yeah, Jack Black, Bowser, strong 8 from me, I think.
I'm going to give him a 10, because I'm feeling Genoa-ish.
I'm feeling... Bro, I'm just glad nobody hit the fucking gritty.
If there was a gritty, I probably would have killed myself.
It would have sunk the whole movie, I think. If, like, not even, like, if Mario hit the gritty, if, like, fucking Toad hit the gritty.
I feel like that would be the one acceptable character.
No. Toad, a soldier, hitting the gritty. Oh my god, bro, dude literally hitting the gritty right now. But yeah, Jack Black, 8 from me, 10 from Raza. Very generous. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. I'm going to be fucking real, man. Did not enjoy it. Thought he was very annoying. He was literally working a double shift at Krispy Kreme. He must be the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme with all this glazing.
Yeah, he's a... He's a munch.
He was a munch in this role.
He's munch in Mario. He's munch in Peach. I mean, second one I understand, but like,
he literally Koopa. Fucking Koopa goes to Mario, or it was might have been Bowser. Yeah, it was Bowser. He's like, oh, Princess Peach would never date you, and Toad literally is like, yes, she would. Like, damn, bro, I rocked the You know what I mean, like. Relax.
Hey, you don't gotta defend my honor like that, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Keegan-Michael Key's performances to it probably honestly a 5. Found him really annoying.
It's Michael Key. Oh my god, it's Keegan-Michael Key just doing a voice, and then that voice having an effect on it, and that's the performance. I didn't, like, dislike Toad necessarily, but Toad is one of those characters with a distinct sound, and I don't think it was, like, achieved very well. But I think that's why they made, like, all the different Toads have different voices. They're like, oh, you know, Toads can't have any sort of voice. So, but then in that case, I don't know why they did just make it Keegan-Michael Key. I don't know. I thought... Other than Chris Pratt being cast as Mario, you know, however many years ago, the funniest one by far was Keegan-Michael Key's Toad. I was like, how the fuck are they going to pull that off?
Yeah.
The effect on his voice.
And my last rating that I want to do, I don't really care about anyone else. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong.
I liked it. I'm not even going to lie.
He was definitely better than most. I would say better than Mario and Luigi, but not as good as Bowser.
Yeah.
Maybe
like on par with Luigi. Like 7.
I would give him like 7.5.
Feeling light to medium 7 on this one, Trent?
Yeah. Like I said, the Donkey Kong rap, I mean, you know who really needs an opinion on this movie? If it comes out while you're listening to this, I actually do give you permission to stop and watch it, is Donkey. I'm going to need Donkey's opinion on that. He's going to be very upset about the lack of Big Yoshi.
That's right.
But I think it may be replaced for the hype of the DK rap being played. I don't know what Donkey gonna say about this one. He may feel similarly, because like it wasn't great, but like, man, lack of big Yoshi though, that's gonna hurt. Lack of Yoshi at all. How is Yoshi not in this movie? The more I think about it, the more ridiculous that is.
I mean, they had the Yoshi Island for like 5 seconds.
That's not good enough.
The quote-unquote post-credit scene is just the Yoshi egg in the sewers or something. So the Yoshi, when they inevitably make a Super Mario Bros. Movie 2.
Yoshi will return. Or will
they call the Super Mario Bros. 2 movie? Yoshi will be in the movie, but here's the fucking problem. The motherfucker only says Yoshi. He doesn't have any lines.
It's true, he only says his name. His race. Or species, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, human.
That is kind of the problem, is Yoshi isn't... Yoshi's only a character to us. But, like, in reality, Yoshi is a species. Like, there's not, like, there's not one Yoshi.
What they could do is just say, fuck you, and let Yoshi talk.
I would respect that. I would actually respect that.
And it's not even like somebody has to do a voice to play him. Just like, all right, we're going to let this person play Yoshi. Tyree Henry or something like that. Yeah, fucking give me Vin Diesel.
John Cena or The Rock, actually. Cena's Yoshi.
John Cena, I think, would play someone like... Or maybe The Rock would play someone like Wario.
No. Are you fucking kidding me? Wario?
I'm just thinking as illogically as possible here. These are the same people who cast Chris Pratt to play Mario.
As Wario? No. He wouldn't even do it. There's no jungles. Unless Wario would have to go to DK Island, I guess.
Hey, I mean, if it gives me another shot to get funky... Wait, here's the other thing, right? Actually, I want to devote a section to this. I feel very strongly about it. Very, very strongly about it. There is way, 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 way too much licensed music in the movie. It just does not... It kills every single scene. Even if the songs are good, it makes no fucking sense to have those songs in the film. Why on earth when they get to like the Kong land, Kong Island, if you will, why are they playing "Take on Me" by Aha?
Yeah, why? I agree. I think that was why that decision was made when you literally have endless amounts. Yeah, you have endless, literally like almost five decades worth. You have like 5 decades worth of incredible music in your backlog, and we're listening to mall music. Why?
It makes no sense. I mean, fucking Mario and Luigi listen to the Beast. They got the Beastie Boys playing. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean.
I'm pretty sure the only time they play an underwater theme is when like Bowser is just playing it for no reason.
Yeah, you mean the underground theme?
Underground, yeah. Why is Bowser playing that? Why does he know that?
Yeah, they should play the Bowser's Castle theme, which they only played in the credits, by the way. The credits banged. But, or what's the other one? They're making their carts, right? And there's like the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe theme plays when they're going down there, and then when they like create their cars, like the spinning wheel sound effects are there, and then Thunderstruck plays.
Stupid. Why on earth stupid
would Thunderstruck play?
Stupid, that, man.
I think the only one that makes remotely any sense is when they played I Need a Hero, but that was during a training montage. That wasn't even during like a big heroic moment in the movie. It's just a training montage. You have a trillion different Mario level soundtracks to choose from there.
Yeah, it's...
And they went with Bonnie Tyler.
That was disappointing.
Now, granted, when they did interpolate Mario music into the movie, it worked good. Really well. And I was like Leonardo DiCaprio the whole time. I was like, oh, there it is. I caught everything.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's because it's so recognizable. It's almost brain dead that they didn't fucking do it the whole movie. I'm just thanking the fucking heavens that they actually played the star music when he got the star.
That was good. That would have been a disaster if that had not happened.
God. There's just a lot, because it's like, it just seemed like a battle between Illumination wanting to do stuff and Nintendo is just like, nah. I feel like there's a lot of issues with, I feel like behind the scenes we're gonna see in a couple years, like, Nintendo had, because they're famously strict about their content, you know. So like, it wouldn't surprise me in a few years to find out that Nintendo pretty much made every executive final decision on this. But yeah, I mean, it's, I also, you know what I really hate? That really, it, not hate, but it made me upset. And like, as like someone who's played a lot of Mario games, and especially a lot of the platformers, pretty much every single reference in this movie was to the most recent Mario Kart and the most recent Mario, which is super disappointing. Don't get me wrong, Mario Kart 8 and Super Mario Odyssey, are they two of the best games in their respected series? Probably. They're up there. But like, you're
Odyssey, yeah. Mario Kart 8, no.
Are you going to sit here and tell me that you're not even going to hint? Like, you're not even going to hint back to your past with 64, which is probably the most... Let's be honest, 64... Is it the best Mario game? Probably not, but is it the most iconic? By miles.
I mean, they did have the penguins, but that's it. That's and they it. Had played Bob on Battlefield, but that was it.
That's
Those
it.
Are the only two references to Super Mario 64.
They don't They pretend Sunshine didn't exist.
Yeah, that fucking pissed me off. But they did have the Bowser tail throw. I was really hoping for a so long
That's I was too. I'm like, are they gonna say so long, gay Bowser? And Nintendo obviously would not let them do that.
But no, it's no secret why John Mike gave this movie one star. They act like Super Mario Sunshine does not exist. There's no shines. There's no Piantas. There's no Delfino. Not even like a flood reference. You're telling me these guys are plumbers that work with water and shit in Brooklyn, and there's not even a fucking site of flood? Really?
Yeah.
Come on. So, I mean, and to be fair, the exact same thing happens with Mario Galaxy, which is probably the best game they've ever made. Probably.
It's crazy that they just acting like Sunshine and Galaxy did not happen. There's tiny, tiny references to 64, and then fucking all Odyssey. Even the wedding suit, or like the Bowser's wedding, it's not even from Odyssey. It is Odyssey. That's exactly what he fucking looks like. Yeah.
The only difference is that in Odyssey, that shit happens in space.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Mostly. I mean, and they had stars instead of moons, so I guess the fact they use stars is a 64 thing.
The only references to Galaxy that I can think of, obviously the Lumalee being in there. I was hoping to see a Rosalina thing somewhere. Like, if you're gonna have Lumalee in there or any Luma, there should be Rosalina. But also that Luma was one of the only actually funny bits of the movie.
It was the best part of the movie, 100%.
Always love nihilism in my children.
And you know what's funny is that they knew it was because they gave her the fucking ending credit too. Yeah. So they knew. I mean, they weren't like completely blind to the fact that the Lima was the best part of the movie.
Yeah. But and the other one obviously is when they played the Gusty Garden theme in the credits, which I'm not gonna lie. You know how you have those like mini sobs where like you kind of like you have that sob and your eyes get really watery but nothing comes out and then like 5 seconds later you're okay?
Right.
That was me when they played the Gusty Garden thing. And I'm pissed because I knew it happened before going into the movie because I saw it on TikTok. And I was like, if I had not known this was going to come, I probably would have sobbed, which would have been totally fine because I was the only person in the theater. So nobody would be there to see me crying at the Mario movie credits. So, but yeah, that pisses me off. Two of their best games, if not their two best games ever, and they're just like, actually, no. Can no we, music, no characters, no nothing.
I do want to go over the Mario enemies. Can we talk about the distinct lack of Goomba?
No Goombas, bro. It's all Koopas.
Unfucking believable that there are no Goombas.
Can we talk about the lack of Thwomps?
Can we talk about the lack of fucking Chame Chomps and Hammer Bros?
Yeah, I mean, Hammer Bros should have been in there. They're one of, like,
the and oldest Boomerang ones. Bros. And no Paratroopa?
Yeah, true.
They're all in the big.
There's like that scene where it's like a rock concert or something like that. There's definitely stuff in there. Obviously, we saw the Chain Chomp because we heard the bark, bark, bark. You know.
Yes, there was one Chain Chomp. Was there any Boos?
King Boo was at the wedding. I know that.
King Boo was at the wedding, but there was not really.
And so any Boos. And they fucking killed King Bomb Bomb for what?
I cannot believe they killed King Bomb Bomb like just as like a side character.
Yeah, like, he caught the biggest fucking stray of the movie. That's crazy to me. Other than Mushrooms. Mushrooms also caught a stray. Multiple strays. But, I don't know. I have a lot of problem with the characters themselves and the stories, right? Like, I think the only character that they did pretty well was Peach. And maybe Bowser. But Bowser goes out like a bitch. So there's that. I mean, I guess if they're going to kill Bowser, it should be with the star, right?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't kill him, really, though. I mean, they just, like...
I defeat Bowser. I guess it should be with the star. But, I think I like Peach because usually Peach is just, like, damsel in distress. You know, and they're like, your princess is in another castle, so on and so forth. She always needs to be saved. But she was, like, you know, girl boss, gatekeep, gaslight in this movie. So I thought that was cool because it's a different take on Peach, because even in games like with Daisy, Daisy's always seen as like the more sporty, you know, more cool. Like, Peach is still just kind of chilling and sit still, look pretty, you know? Daisy's the one that's kind of like the girl boss. So I think having Peach be like who she was is cool, and but the thing is, for every cool thing about a character, I can find something wrong. Like, for starters, the movie's like 80 minutes long. For no reason. The movie easily could have been like 2 hours, and we could have devoted time to like actually learning about characters, because if we did not know who these characters were before going into the movie, we would leave being like, what the fuck were any of the characters? We don't know anything. Donkey Kong might as well not be in the movie, because like his big thing is that he has like daddy issues, and then he saves his dad and it's all good, but like we don't know why he has daddy issues.
You know, why do we give a shit about Donkey Kong daddy issues, dude?
Yeah, why? You could have given me Funky Kong. You know, even like Mario has daddy issues. We only see like one scene of his dad being like, "You should get a job."
A lot of daddy
issues.
Which, like, he should get a job. A lot of daddy issues in the Mario movie.
Yeah, for what? For literally what?
I think it's just inherent when you, as someone who works on movies.
But we don't have the time to give a shit about the characters, and that's the problem. The only character we care about is Bowser. That's why I kind of felt like deflated when he lost. I was like, this guy just has a crush. I don't blame him. Like, I would do, love makes people do crazy things. But the other thing is, we don't know why Bowser's in love with Princess Peach.
I mean, that's kind of fair for the games too, though. I mean, it's not like we ever really have an explanation for that in the games.
But to be fair, the only game that like implies that he actually likes Princess Peach
is Odyssey.
It's Odyssey. The other ones, I always just thought Bowser captured Peach for shits and gigs. That was my thought process through everything.
I can't believe we do the wedding and like the Odyssey wedding, and then we don't get Bowser's like gang throughout the movie at all.
Like Bowser Jr. or something like that?
We don't get, like... Well, in Odyssey, Bowser has, like, a gang of, like, underbosses that you have to fight throughout Odyssey.
Oh, that's right.
And, like they're... The fucking... Yeah, and they're not even ref... Yeah. Like, that didn't happen, I guess.
No, it didn't. I guess if you had too many villains in the movie, it'd get kind of confusing.
Yeah, but, like, there wasn't many... there was only one villain in the movie, so...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the only Mario villain you ever really need is Bowser. Right. But they're obviously going to make a second movie. Who's going to be the villain of the second movie?
Bowser,
Is it going to be
yeah.
like Wario and Waluigi are going to be the villains?
But are they're not, yeah, but they're not really villains. I mean, they're not
Yeah, they're
like,
like, they're anti-heroes.
they're not ever in Mario and Luigi's way.
Yeah, they're just foils to Mario and
You know
Luigi.
what, sequel? Fuck it, Mario Party movie.
What if it was like Mario Party meets Knives Out?
No, that wouldn't work. With Illumination, think about who's making these movies.
I just think a whodunit with Mario characters would be cute.
Like Detective Pikachu.
I to this day have not seen Detective
I
Pikachu.
haven't either. No
It
interest.
might be my biggest flaw as a Pokemon player.
I honestly, if we're being real, before Mario 2, I think a Pokemon style movie like this is gonna come out. Especially
I
with
think that's
how
much harder.
successful Mario movie's been in the box office. I can definitely see a Pokemon movie like this.
Those characters don't work well in a movie setting, though.
Well,
Unless you're
you'd
talking
have to
about,
use
like.
very specific Pokemon. And you'd have to break a lot of rules, but like they would.
We have Pokemon movies that work totally fine.
We have, I mean, we have Detective Pikachu. What else is there?
Well, I was talking about the animated movies.
I mean, like big like this. You know what I mean? Like a feat, like bringing it to dumb, stupid morons. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know if it would work. I mean,
I think it could. I think
I
it.
still, I can't believe I'm being put in a position where I have to say this, but I still think that the current gold standard of video game to film adaptations is Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
I did just like stop for a second and like comprehend that sentence.
I mean, just, but if you think about
I
it, there's not a better
disagree.
video game movie. What's a better video game movie than
Like
Sonic the
a
Hedgehog 2?
video game movie or based on a video game movie? So they're two
Like that
different
fits in the same,
things.
like, because like this fits in the Sonic and Mario vein, you know?
I would say the two Sonic movies I think are
They're the
around the
standard.
same quality as this. I don't.
I think they're both better. A bit of a difficult comparison, I know, but I think they're both better, especially the second one.
Second one's
Because in
not
this,
great.
I think it's better than the first. They did Tails and Knuckles really well, but at least those movies give us a reason to care about the characters, even though we already know they exist. In Sonic 2, like, you know, we give a shit about Tails. I mean, not maybe not Tails. Tails is kind of a bitch. Tails is cheap.
Tails was working triple overtime shifts at Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I mean, I think like
But
that's crazy behavior in that film. But like, we care about those characters so much more because they give them a little bit more time to breathe. The common denominator is that an A-list actor plays the villains in these films and just carries the film on their back with Jim Carrey and Jack Black. But I think as a whole, those movies are better than this because there's a little bit
yeah.
more care for the source material. In
I
Sonic, it's
guess.
a combination of like, oh, remember this, and also like, oh, we're using it for the story. In this movie, it's kind of just like, oh, remember this? And that's why I said I was like Leo pointing at the screen the whole time, but it didn't mean I was enjoying myself. Which is like, I
Yeah.
could watch any fucking video with Mario references in it, you know? It might as well be a Smosh video.
I mean, yeah, I get what you mean, but I know I wouldn't say Sonic. The Sonic movies are pinnacle of video game movies.
Then find me a better one.
Oh man, there's just not that many.
They all suck. Did you watch Mortal Kombat?
Yes, that was ass.
It was
The recent
atrocious.
one? Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, the one that HBO did, I think.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I mean, Uncharted, I didn't watch, but I'm
I
pretty sure it's
refuse to
there.
watch Uncharted. I'm never watching that dog shit.
Like, I think so. One that I
Mark
haven't seen.
Wahlberg is Sully. Go fuck yourself.
One that I haven't seen since I was a child, but is apparently really good. I no, actually, that's not a video game movie. What? I was gonna say Speed Racer, but that's more of like a reboot than anything else. You know, this new Tetris game doesn't, our movie doesn't so, count because it's not about Tetris.
I'm gonna be real, man. Like, if we're talking like a movie about video game, like that doesn't exist in real life.
It's Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah, I mean, Wreck-It Ralph is great.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph is by far the best game about video. That yeah. movie about.
Yeah, but like source material movie.
Like,
it's been bad. There's not. The only hope we have is like if Last of Us makes a good movie. Someday, and like they probably will. They will eventually down the road.
I think they will. It's way too long to be a movie. TV, it worked good. It worked good for TV.
POV, someone who. Whoa, what? What do you guys say, man?
I was gonna say they made it a 9-episode. They made The Last of Us 1 a 9-episode television season. That was the word I was looking for. It was a 9-episode season, and they still just, like, had tons of issues with pacing and episode, you know, content and stuff like that. I think it would translate awfully to the big screen, especially The Last of Us 2.
POV, people who've only seen The Last of Us on TV watching Season 2, Episode 1.
Yeah, they're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, I hope you didn't like Pedro that much.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's...
That's going to be interesting. We could talk about that when that happens, but I don't know how that show's going to do, because Pedro was just such a dominant part of the first season. I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
They'll be fine with...
Regardless.
It was great.
Last of Us isn't one of those things where you can, like, bend the rules and pretend that didn't happen. No, people will fucking burn down your fucking studio.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think games like The Last of Us can be translated well to the big screen. These long-winded single-player games, like, you know, they can't make a Detroit Become Human movie.
Yes, they fucking can. You know what? I disagree. Detroit could. There's a few reasons for that, I think.
It would work better as a show. There's too much content.
I disagree. Because the thing is, with Detroit, it's all decision-based, and that would be its biggest problem. Is like you're when you're a TV or show, it's almost impossible to make a game or like a movie or a series about it, because like a third of the people watching didn't fucking play the game. But in a situation like Detroit, a third of the people watching didn't play the game the way it's being portrayed on the screen.
So then what do you do?
I think it'd be best to leave it alone, because it's just too intricate. Because, like, they're going to do things that, like, even I didn't fucking do in, like, 2 playthroughs. I mean, probably not. They'll probably just base things off, like, the most popular if they did something like that. But it could be a movie. It'd be a long movie. I think it would honestly do better as a movie, because as a series, it's like... You'd have to really chop it up, and it'd be a super long series. But I think you could do a Detroit movie in like 2.5 hours.
Maybe. I just think
they'd speedrun
games
it.
Like that work better as a television program.
They'd speedrun it. Connor dies in the intro scene, so they don't have to do his part of the story. Canon. It can happen. I mean, it's technically canon.
It's possible. Well, I mean, it's possible.
It's technically, it could happen that way. There are some scenes, though, for Detroit. I think they would just do, like, the most iconic shit. They would just do, like, the most popular shit, and that's okay, but, like... I think it's too intricate. I think it has to be left alone, because it's just... Wow, I don't know if you've ever played Detroit. I've played through like twice. Intricate as hell.
Unfortunately, I play on a superior console.
Yeah, so superior that your exclusives are MLB The Show and
Halo.
They could maybe do, oh, what's the fucking game called? Actually, I think that'd be a really good movie if they did, God, what is it fucking called?
Beyond Two Souls?
No. God, no. Don't do Beyond
Two Souls. Still waiting for the Beyond Two Souls sequel, by the way.
Until Dawn. Until Dawn could be good. I mean,
Until Dawn could be a good movie, I agree. But the problem, I think, is that so much of what drives Until Dawn's popularity is the choice-making aspect. If you make an Until Dawn movie, it's just an average horror movie. Like, we've probably seen that scenario play out in films before.
It would have to depend on the quality.
Yeah, and I mean, if they got the same like actors and actresses back,
they could. I mean, Rami Malek's the fucking one of the most important characters. So I mean,
yeah, but I think the crux of Until Dawn is that whole butterfly effect thing, and you can't really have that in a film.
I know, but like,
however,
I do think. If Until Dawn was younger, I would agree more. However, since it's a bit old, it's like almost 10 years old now. Yeah, it is nuts, right? And if you play that game, it looks incredible. Considering the fact it's almost 10 years old, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of the better looking PS4 games.
I think because it's older. And, like, honestly, I would say vast majority of people that would see that movie have played it. I think you can get away with the fact that you're not doing any butterfly effect because people would see what would happen on the screen and then be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, because they, like, remember what that action entails, right? It'd be interesting how they do the therapy scenes, though.
That's true. That's true. That shit's fucked up, by the way.
That has very, very good potential, though, I think. It would have to be very, very well made, but it has potential, I think. Because it's not really that long, if you think about it, of a game.
It's not, but again, that's why sometimes I say these games work better as shows, because you could have the opening to every episode be one of those therapy sessions, or every other episode, perhaps.
There's not that many, though. There's only, like, 4 or 5.
Then have 30-minute episodes.
No. I would say cut some therapy scenes, but obviously you still got to do, like, at least 2 or 3. I would say 3.
Yeah, you don't need to play the ones where you're, like, picking, like, between the pictures or something like that. Like, it's kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, no. And that's, in like, fact, two of them.
The only reason they make you play through that stuff is because they show you the thing you're more afraid of.
Yeah.
Which is really fucked up on the part of the creators, but it helps make the game that much better. It's a good shout. I'm glad you made me think about Until Dawn. That's a very good game.
Yeah, it's very good. I haven't played it in a bit. That's insane. It's 8 years old. Jeez.
That is scary.
It's one of the more tech, like, even to this day, that shit holds up big time. I would say the character models might be a little funky, but like environment wise animation, very good.
Yeah, I do think, you know, a game that really could be made into a movie, and you might think I'm saying this as a joke, but I think it's one of the better stories for this character in the history of its existence, is Spider-Man.
Like, no, it would never happen. Well, maybe down the line, but like...
Obviously it would never happen. I'm just
saying. The problem is, Spider-Man is already going to the theaters and is consistently dominant as a movie.
I know. I'm just saying that's the best Spider-Man story in the last 10 years.
Honestly,
that's the first Spider-Man story in the last 10 years.
I kind of just disagree. I mean, well, story wise, I mean, it's okay. Yeah, I mean,
you have 4 to choose from. Which one's better? None of them.
I would say honestly, yeah, I mean, the first Spider-Man's really, really fucking good.
I said the last 10 years.
Of the last 10 years, yeah, I mean... Yeah,
it's like the 4 to choose from. I think the only one you could possibly make an argument for a Spider-Man Homecoming. But that movie is too much of Iron Man to make me give a shit about Spider-Man.
I mean, yeah, listen, as somebody who has platinumed and played through very extensively both Spider-Man games, I mean, honestly, outside of, like, Into the Spider-Verse, I don't think there's much better Spider-Man content out there.
There's not.
And Spider-Man 2 is going to be great.
It is. I'm just saying, we're talking about games with good stories that maybe could be told in other mediums. I don't know.
That's going to be on the back burner if it ever does happen.
Yeah, it's a huge hypothetical. I don't think any of these games will be made into anything else, but especially films.
If anybody is listening, though, that's got any sway about Until Dawn, it's got potential. That has potential, and it's been out long enough to where, like, you can reignite a lot of shit there.
Maybe you could make it. You can do like a Black Mirror Bandersnatch type of thing, where you actually get to make decisions.
You know what? Mafia movie.
Yeah, fuck it.
Make a mafia trilogy of movies. Might work.
Actually, Elder Scrolls movie.
Okay, a Dark Souls movie? It might happen one day, though.
I could see a Skyrim movie. Dark Souls?
I think they'll try it once, because, like, it's like, I don't know, we'll see. It's hard. It would be very fucking difficult. And they'd have to do, like, either Demon Souls or the first Dark Souls.
They wouldn't be able to do it, because the writers wouldn't be able to beat the game.
That's why you need me in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like I can beat the game either.
Get Video Game Donkey in there. Yeah, I don't really want to see a movie about a guy spamming fucking spells at bosses in the Demon's Souls.
Get Donkey in the Mario movie too.
However, you know, if we're on the topic, this will be the last one. We'll wrap it up. The new God of Wars.
I'm just thinking TV, dude.
It's really the God of War. If you boil down just the story, you could movie that. But like, if you added all the extra stuff in there too, which I mean, I would appreciate. That would definitely be a show. But like the main story itself could definitely just be a movie. It's not that long. Especially when you're cutting out all the like mini fight encounters that you do in the game, like it's really not that long.
If you focus on the major things, then yeah, it's entirely possible.
Yeah, not throw Niflheim in there. Do a 40-minute scene of Kratos trying to beat the fucking 100-kill challenge on Niflheim.
It'd be an accurate player experience.
No, 40 minutes? Yeah, no, that's not accurate. It'd be like 40 days. Took me forever to do that.
One of the, gonna be Moses. 40 days and 40 nights to beat the challenge.
But there's some good ideas here, so we will be getting our copyrights in for those ideas.
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving with something.
But, that was our discussion of the Mario movie. If you remember, that's what you're talking about. Final rating, Raza. I mean, I know yours, but you could say it to the people.
5 out of 10.
Or 2. Hey, a little 5 out of 10. You know what I'm saying? And I have it as like a 6. 3 stars. For Letterboxd. If you speak Letterboxd, 3 stars. If you speak IMDb, 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Could have 8. The potential was there. I can't say I'm disappointed, but I am underwhelmed a little bit.
Succeeded expectations in a bad way is how I'd put it.
That
happened.
Better. So, Bowser's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah. I think I'll take the star now. But, yeah. Mid. It happened. We will definitely never talk about it in length again because it's just not memorable. But damn, every time I see a movie and we talk about a new movie on this podcast, I fucking wish we were doing PPS. I was about to say I wish we were doing PPS when Rise of Skywalker came out. Doy. Doy.
Does he know?
I have dementia. Early stage. Not that early, as you can see. I feel like there's a movie before PPS that I would love to talk about when it came out, but I'm just blanking. Deadass almost said I wish we were doing PPS when Rise of Skywalker came out.
I mean, maybe like Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War.
Those would have been great, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, I wish we were doing Endgame. We would have talked your ear off about Endgame if it came out when we were doing the show. 100%.
100%.
But we'll wrap it up here today. Don't know when the next movie will be. Maybe Dune at the end of the year if it actually comes out, but we will see.
Maybe Spider-Verse?
Probably Spider-Verse. Because I will be there. I will be there no matter what. But we are a pro pod show. I am It's Beer's ITS Beer IZZ. Raza's Rosie double underscore.